broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Part of the college.
Reese, this is like old times.
This is awesome. Yes.
We got Reese and Wes in the house.
Reese and Wes in the house.
This is bringing back.
This is FR's best.
Huh? What do you think? You a little nervous?
No.
You get on radio at Ashland any?
No.
Are you? You get on TV or anything?
I mean, they interview some guys here and there, but
you're out.
No. Yeah, I'm not about that.
Hi, Fee.
How's it going, Bobby?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
To the Feely family.
Yep.
Spency. All of our listeners, very happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yep. Night before.
I got like pneumonia.
Me too.
I'm probably, you guys will be sick.
This is it. This is your last. This could be our last interview.
This is Kai Wendell's also in the house. Hello, Miss Kai. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You look very beautiful as normal.
Normal.
National championship.
She's a champ.
She's a national champ.
Does
Fort Recovery ever had a national champion?
See, that's the first. That's got to be a first.
Huh?
Probably. What?
You could be the only national champion to ever come out of our town.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a two-time national champion.
Don't brag. I'm going to have a little bit. We'll throw you out.
I'll keep her.
Huh?
That's pretty cool.
I'll keep her and throw you out.
National champion.
That's pretty cool. That's big.
Fee, you ever won anything?
No.
We won Wednesday night bowling league once.
Couple times.
Got a trophy?
Yeah, got a trophy.
I think me and you won the doubles in...
Wapa?
No, we won the doubles in City League. Or
City
whatever,
League, yeah.
The Fort Recovery
Men's.
Yeah.
That's almost the same as the national championship.
I'm not going to have her on here bragging the whole time. I won't put up with that. That ain't what we're about here at Fort Recovery Radio.
Right.
Hey, we got a great show for you tonight, folks.
Yeah,
big college
show.
Kids stopping up. We're going to bowl crap session. One thing we want to talk about is the resignation of our elector, Kurt Rammel.
Yeah, a little surprise this week.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Hate to see that.
Absolutely. And one thing about Kurt Rammel is I don't care if you liked the job he did or whatever he did, Kurt Rammel was a great guy with a great family. Guy.
Yep.
Oh, his kids were awesome.
And
those are the cutest kids ever.
And with something like this, you know, me and you've talked to him a number of times, and it's just a lot of work and really crappy pay. And I think with
a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. And Neil hit the nail on the head. You got a couple little kids and you know, you want to spend some time with them. And next thing you know, you're living in that school and AD work is not 8 to 3.
No,
it's after stuff.
And 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
And I was surprised that he left at this time of the season, but I'm sure there's a reason. He probably got something lined up.
Got a better deal or gig going. So
yeah, what I heard was that this job came along and he had the chance to do it, and I'm very sure he had no intention of doing anything like that until the end of the school year. But when the right thing comes along, you kind of need to do it.
Yeah.
And
so now we're looking for an athletic director.
We're on a hunt.
Yeah.
Wes, you through college yet?
Wes, you ready?
Could you hurry?
Nah, I got a few years yet.
No, you're done?
I'm going the education route.
So. Are you really?
Yeah.
You can
do that in your spare time. Maybe someday.
You can do that in your spare time.
Maybe someday.
What about you? What are you going to do?
I just changed to education. I'm going to do early childhood.
Oh, so you could be an athletic director.
I don't want to.
Maybe you're national champion.
You're in.
Nope.
She didn't even bring a ring or nothing.
I don't have it yet.
She'll get one.
Didn't they give you a medal?
Got a coin.
You got a coin?
Like a quarter?
Like this big.
Oh, really? One of them national champions?
Yeah, be careful you don't put it in a
bubblegum
pop machine.
No, I don't think she'll do that. I believe that baby's put away. So Kurt Rammel, we wish you the best, my friend.
Absolutely, buddy.
You've been nothing but nice to my family.
Me too. Treated us great.
And at the scores table,
none better.
We'll miss him coming up and with his groovy one-liners.
Yep.
And he's just a
He's done a lot to help Fort Recovery Radio, and you know, just it was his idea to make a much bigger, better sports row at the basketball games, and you know, it's just there are just a number of things that have just helped us as Fort Recovery Radio, and much less all the other things he's done. So, that's I don't like it, but I'll be okay.
Yep, that's right.
We wish him the best.
We do wish him the best. So what we're going to do now is we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Kai and we're going to talk to Wes, and I think Nick Twaits is stopping up, and and some other kids are stopping up, and we're just going to have a little bull crap session, and then we'll talk a little bit about our scrimmage situation, and we'll just hang out here on Wednesday night for Recovery Radio. Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk, coming right back. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The Fort Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races this Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races on the big screen throughout the evening. Doors open at 6 with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. You can bet on the races, win a little money, and help out our boys basketball team. Make your plans now to be at the party. A night at the races this Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
Welcome back, Sports Talk.
Night at the races.
Night at the races.
Coming up this Saturday.
I talked to Kate. Kate said ticket sales are good. We'd like to be a little better. If you guys need a ticket or you want to go out there and get them at the door, or
absolutely,
call Kate, Judy. And
don't get shut out. That'll be a fun night.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. And you guys going out? Are you? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think about heading to Tanner Cook's house, you know, after this. And, you know, it's just nice seeing the guys for the first time. And pretty much since the summertime, you know, because everybody kind of split, went their own ways to college and stuff. So it'll be nice to see the boys.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And what about you going out tonight?
Yeah, we're all going to Ethan's house.
Ethan Shane?
Yep.
So then we, now you guys, the bar scene yet?
Yeah.
Bowling Alley? Or where do you go?
Brick Street.
Brick Street? They got,
Brick Street.
What they got tonight?
I have no idea.
They got Jacobs.
I got RJ on Saturday.
Do they? For the, all for the Buckeye Michigan game. All day.
Bucking. Yep, whole day.
Buckeyes. They got a chance. You a Buckeye fan?
I don't really watch football.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
You gotta watch football. You Browns fan?
No.
Why not?
Is your name like the Wendell?
The Steelers?
Oh my God.
Just killed us.
Wow.
That one hurt.
This has got me.
Wow.
This one's going to take me down for you.
She's taking us out of here.
What about your dad?
Steelers.
Oh, he's a Steelers fan.
Your dad's
fan.
A Steelers fan?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's a Browns fan.
No. Wow. Doggy. That's what family is. Right
now. Doggy wow. is.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Oh, yeah. I guess I just assumed that.
I thought this guy was, too.
Well, wow. Hey, they listening?
They probably are.
I'd say they're listening.
They probably are, aren't they?
They always do.
So this is in case anybody is Kyle Wendell, and Kyle had a hell of a year for Owens. Is it Owens Tech or is it Owens?
Just Owens Community College. My mom always says Owens Tech.
Does she?
Yeah.
I think it used to be Owens Tech. And Kaya was a tremendous volleyball player here at Fort Recovery. She was. And she took her talent to the next level. She went to Owens. And they was 40-1 last year, and it got beaten a national championship. And this year, they had help me out here. It's a two-year school. Mm-hmm. So this year, your team consisted of how many sophomores and freshmen?
3 sophomores and 10 freshmen.
So it's a bunch of young kids coming in there. And during the season, our record was?
I don't know what we were in preseason, but total, we were 40-6.
40-6?
We played a lot of games.
That's a bunch.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of volleyball.
Yeah.
That is a lot of volleyball. You guys travel a lot?
I went to North Carolina and Illinois a few times.
All bus?
Sometimes. Otherwise, we would take, bands.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. How about your league? Is it all fairly close? What's your longest road trip on there?
Cleveland. So from Toledo, it's a pretty far drive.
So you got a pretty good road trip.
Yeah.
There.
How was it adapting to that?
At first, I was really homesick, but it got a lot better. I wanted to transfer right away. I used to come
home. Really?
Yeah.
So what was the homesickness? Just miss mom and dad and the life? Or was it?
Yeah, kind of. And just coming from a close community, for recovery, being away from everybody. And I didn't know what I wanted to major in anymore. So it's kind of a little rough patch.
Yeah. A little nervous, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Is school hard?
It's not too bad.
Not bad. So when you have a season like this and all these games, and how does that work as far as classes and the whole deal as far as getting to classes, missing classes, they make it work?
I didn't miss too many throughout the season until nationals, and then we missed a whole week, and most of my professors were fine with it and they let me make my stuff up, but some of them were really tough with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They'd cater to...
I don't think they would.
Some of the professors would be I didn't even know we had a volleyball team. And it's okay.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. So during the season, when you get there, okay, so Owens Tech says, Kyle, we want you to come up here and play volleyball. Do you go up, before you even committed there, you go up there to open gyms or anything like that?
We already started open gyms. So, last year I could have went all winter, but I had basketball. And then we have a spring season that starts in February, but I was in track. So I only went to some of those. So we'll play all 4-year schools throughout the spring season.
Okay. So when you go there, did you know you could play?
Yeah.
Pretty
fast. Just because the girls from the MAC that went there, they said that it's pretty similar to playing in the MAC, the competition. So. Yeah.
That's a good point because there is a lot of MAC kids that go there.
Yeah.
And you actually had a girl from Marion that was on team this year, right?
Yep.
So you go there and the season starts out and they say, we're going to put you at Libero.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, bring it on.
Yeah. At first I felt I was really struggling, but it was just the adjustment from high school to college. So my parents always told me that I was doing fine, but I just was getting very frustrated at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. I'm sure that happened. I mean, sure.
It's just different.
Going into that different atmosphere and stuff. But that is playing with the MAC. I mean,
you've seen the best.
I mean,
I used to play against Paige Jones.
Exactly. Exactly. And speaking of that, probably one of the greatest nights you ever had.
I know. It's crazy.
That was unbelievable how good you were.
Me and some of my teammates went to watch one of her games, and they couldn't, they kept saying how good she was. And I'm like, yep, I dug her.
I got her every time.
And the Marion girl's like, I blocked her.
And it does. Playing in this league and playing at Fort Recovery got you ready to play at that level.
Yeah, it did.
So we finished the season with 6 losses and 34 wins or something like that. So then we make it to the tournament. And talk a little bit of how the tournament went. How's that go? Where'd you start out at? How many games you got to win to get where you're at?
We had a bye, so we made it to the second round. And then we had to play 3 games. And we actually swept the teams our first 2 games. So that was exciting.
Uh-huh.
But our last game was very different.
Now, this is the national championship was where?
In Minnesota. Rochester.
Yeah. So when you guys made it to the nationals, that's where you went? Or did you have to get qualified to get there?
We had to qualify. So our districts was in Pennsylvania, and our regionals was hosted at Owens.
You got to host them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there training rules?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
So is it a lot like high school? I mean, are you allowed to go out and drink beer?
I mean, I'm not allowed to.
I mean, is that the they have kind of to set it up the same as high school?
Yeah.
And then, do they have curfews?
I think so.
Your mom, Kim, she's not listening. but I mean, it is set up. They set it up similar to
high school.
To high school. So, So we qualify for Minnesota, and then so how many teams were at Minnesota?
I think 16, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then you just keep wiping them out?
Yep.
Was the toughest game your last game?
Yeah.
Was it one versus two, or was it?
They were actually the third seed, but they were the defending national champion.
Ooh. Okay, and yeah. You guys were the what seed?
One.
You guys were Uno. Yeah.
So did they beat you last year?
They were in D2 last year, like Owens was. Okay. So this was all new to them.
Yep.
So what kind of crowd was at the national championship game?
Like, obviously all of our parents went. They're crazy, so, yeah. Like, they made it loud, but all the people that were at the gym were, like, rooting against us. So, like, three-fourths of the gym, like, all the other teams were there, like, supporting the other team. So it was, like, that kind of motivated us, but it was funny.
Yeah.
No one wanted us to win.
So you start, when did you start every game?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yep.
Every game?
Besides the one that I was sick.
And you were sick and you missed a week or something,
just,
right?
Yeah, just one game.
Yeah, one game.
Started 45 games.
Yep.
That's a hell of a, that's impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
That really is.
So you get to the point where you're getting wore out?
Throughout the middle of the season a little bit, but then once it was getting close to tournament, I was kind of ready for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the adrenaline gets you fired up.
Schoolwork. So how's grades?
We're all right.
Good.
Not failing anything yet, so.
Is it, when you look at your schoolwork and you say you're changing your major, what are you doing?
Right now it's exercise science, but I'm changing it to education.
All right. Good deal. So you have one more year there.
Yep.
And then do you want to continue playing volleyball?
I do. I would like to.
Like to? Yep.
So how's that happen? You send some letters to other schools, or do you say, come look at me?
I'll send stuff, and our coaches have connections with a lot of coaches. And since Owens is usually a dominant volleyball school, coaches will come to them.
So a next level from you would be D2?
Yeah, or like NAIA.
Okay, what's...
Or anywhere.
What is UNOH?
NAIA.
Yeah. I mean, they're a little bit 2 years ago. She went to the University of Tennessee, like Knoxville, or like one of the like branches of it. So it was still D1. And a girl from Coldwater that went to Owen, she went there too. So like they've had people go D1.
Oh, that was the Harding's girl.
Reza Burger or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't there Harding's girl that went to South Carolina
went
or something?
I think it was D2.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Well, these guys probably know your coaches. I mean, these guys that are going to recruit you, I'm sure they look at them coaches and them coaches say, she can play.
Hopefully
she says she can play.
Are you big enough?
For liberos, it doesn't really matter. Okay. I mean, like D1, there are some that are like 5'7", 5'8", and I'm only 5'5".
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks. But I mean, there is some liberos that are at the D1 level that are like 5'4", 5'5".
Yours is such an anticipation thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, to be a great libero, you have to anticipate, know exactly where you take it.
Yeah.
Because... Like I said, I've seen girls and I thought, there's no way she's any good. And they're pretty good because they just know where that ball's going.
They read well.
They read really well.
Mm-hmm.
And you do too. Yeah, by watching sometimes. You were very, very good.
Yeah, you know what? We could watch you online.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. We turned it on and I had to go somewhere, but it was kind of like... She's on TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
That's right. It's pretty cool.
We're going to take a break. We're right back with Kai and Wes. And I think Twaitsy's stomping up. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun night here for Recovery Radio. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble? Or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Rizales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Win.
Wow.
On the Wabash.
Wow.
You guys will be home for that. Be in August.
That should be fun.
I won't be.
Why not?
Excuse me?
I leave at the end of July.
Where are you going?
For volleyball.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Tell your coach you got to take a break.
What about you? Break. Are you a junior?
Yeah, I'm a junior right now.
You got one more year.
Yeah, one more. So officially.
Pretty much. You're a monster. You are cut. He's Adonis.
He's thick.
There's some big boys running around on that field.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that amazing?
Yeah. A lot bigger than me.
That's exactly right.
Bunch of maniacs.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Mr. Neil Spencer.
Hi, Bubba.
Reese Bob back in action tonight.
Man in the board.
Are you going to say hi or not?
I already did.
He ain't giving two highs tonight. That's it. Only one.
Well, hey, Reese Bob, we miss you, brother.
That's right.
Is the Tabby girl listening?
I don't think so.
You guys break up?
No.
Yeah.
Done.
It's over, ain't it?
Done. She ain't listening to you.
No, something's she's not already right. Like a Friendsgiving thing, so.
Oh, for God. Oh,
what the hell?
Stupid. Thanksgiving.
Exact,
huh?
Exact thing I said, so.
419-516-0702 is the Hastings hotline.
Give us
419-852-9201 is my cell number, and Harold.
419-852-3599. Give us a text.
If you got any questions about anything, and we got two great guests right here right now.
We do.
And Kai Wendell and Wes Wenning, and we're talking with Kai, and she's talking about her national championship and the next step in her life, and she already said that they won, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you're already playing?
Yep.
Back at the gym.
That's why they win the state. That's why they do what they do.
I'll tell you what, that's the only way to get her done.
So how often do you have volleyball?
It'll just be like once or twice a week, and then we have to work out 4 times a week during the off season.
Yep. So they want you bigger, stronger, faster? What do they want?
Like core and then like leg strength. Like I don't really need my upper arm strength since I'm back row, but I'll work on like my agility and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How much better are you athletically now than you was in high school?
I don't know. I feel like I'm the same.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you like weight-wise and
I've gained weight.
Have you gained? So are you working out like a fiend right now or not?
I mean, I don't know if I gained weight from that.
Muscle?
Huh? I'd like to think so, but I don't know if it's muscle.
Well, Harold Feely's daughter went to UNOH, and when she got out of there, she was Wes Wenning.
Yeah. She was a girl.
I mean, she was
thick.
It was unbelievable what they do to you.
And strong legs, strong arms.
And I think it's just unbelievable.
They're in every morning? You're in every morning, Kyle?
No.
See, they have worked out every morning.
That sucks.
6 in the morning. I was like, ugh.
You during this season as a freshman, at Owen State is what your mom just texted me. It says Owen State.
It's not that, but she can think that.
Mom is always right.
Mom's writing checks.
That's why she can go with that.
Dang it.
And you had an unbelievable support group.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And your mom is very social media, and she does everything.
She let everybody know. That's awesome.
And, you know, she's always got pictures after every game. And you didn't have very many games where you didn't have somebody there watching.
Yeah, whenever we played at Edison, like, the whole bleachers were filled with people from Mercer County to watch me and Kara. And everyone's like, that's so crazy. But, like, that's just how it is where we're from. And they didn't understand that. So I thought that was so cool.
That is awesome. I'm sure a lot of them girls probably never play in front of anybody.
Right.
You know, and then...
Like, a lot of them thought it was so crazy how whenever I was coming home, I was hanging out with, like, a lot of people from my grade. They're like, I don't even talk to anyone from high school. I was like, that's crazy.
You still... I mean, you were Stony. And I'm just thinking, and up in north, you got Kelsey, and so you guys are still buddies?
Mm-hmm.
You mean, is that something you miss when you say you're homesick, you miss your buddies, or they was up there too, right?
Yeah. It's a little different, but I visit Christy and Taylor a lot at BG, or I go up to Toledo and hang out with Kelsey and Ethan.
Yeah. So everybody's close by, and Owens is 2 miles from UT, right?
Yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So, and we talk about your support group and all the people that went and watched you play. So you go to Minnesota and mom and dad make it up?
Yes, they did.
And who else?
Just them out of my family. But mostly everyone's parents went on our team.
That's a big road trip.
It is.
Yeah,
about 10 hours? That's a road trip.
I would say it's at least that. I mean, I don't know.
It was around 10 hours.
10-hour drive.
It's a long drive.
Yeah. Go up there and you may only play one game.
Yeah,
Well, you automatically play two.
Okay, all right. Is that how it's set up?
Then you'll play for like 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, and so on.
So they place the whole way down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good deal. How about love life? How's that going?
I'm single.
Single.
Yep.
Single and ready to mingle. Mingle.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know about that.
No? A lot of cute boys at Owen State?
Yeah, not really.
Nothing major? You have nobody's catch?
Come on.
Caught your eye yet?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope, nothing.
So let me ask you this, okay? It is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. What does Kai and Wendell have to be thankful for this year?
My family and all my friends. Volleyball.
Don't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Life's pretty good right now, ain't it?
It's very good.
It's awesome.
Ain't that awesome? That is.
Well, we're proud of you.
You damn right.
That's pretty
proud
awesome.
Of you.
I remember we were begging you to play basketball that time, and we got you to do that. I'm glad you did.
Funny when I look back and her especially. And I can remember your senior night. And it was really emotional.
Yeah, I couldn't play.
Couldn't play.
Yeah.
And it was weird because me and you really, we did kind of probably drive you crazy about playing.
A lot of people did.
I know. And I know that you know, sometimes we don't give up. No, we don't give up, but sometimes we probably push envelopes so far. And when you're a girl or when you're a guy, and you it's a hard decision. Yeah. And sometimes I think, God, I should shut my mouth. You know, I remember even walking away from you thinking, Bob, shut up. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
But her senior night, she came up and gave me a hug, and she was crying. And I thought, first of all, you know, that stuff there is real.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
And you gave your mom and dad. It's amazing how when you wait till you have kids and you get to watch them, and it's the funnest thing ever. And you know, and if you would have sat down, I'm sure mom and dad would still went up and watched the guy, you know, watch the girls play a little bit and stuff. But it ain't the same.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh man, it's fun to watch your kid play.
That's right. And all we want to say is good luck to us here, and we are damn proud of you, kid.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. So
thanks for coming in.
Let's take a break. You got stuff to do. Go hang out for a while.
I don't know. I don't care. What do you want me to do?
That's up to you. Yes,
hang around here and keep talking.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going back with Wes Wenning, and we'll be right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boar's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boar's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boar's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boar's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 3rd through Saturday, December 29th during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 by Friday, November 23rd for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Thanks for stopping in.
See ya.
We're back here, Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Feely, Mr. Wenning. Wes Wenning on the mic. How you doing, partner?
Oh, I'm doing great.
You're looking good, buddy.
He does. Thank you. Good. I appreciate that.
Champ. He's a champ. You know, I've been wanting to talk to this guy.
We've seen him in a while.
No.
Well, we got to see him beginning of the year. We seen you at the first high school game, I think.
He was at Sydney to the Lehman game.
Yeah, Lehman game.
And we talked to you at halftime, and you was like, yeah, well, we got a little work to do here, boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to face a lot of adversity this year. We had three true freshmen starting on our offensive line. Quarterback got suspended after the first game. He was a transfer from Miami, and, you know, he's a good kid, my good friend, you know, but something off the field happens, you know, and we have a policy that if you get arrested, no matter what it is, it's a 5-game suspension.
Who?
No matter what it is. Mm-hmm. You get in cuffs, 5-game suspension. So after the very first game, you know, he gets suspended for half the season. And so my roommate, who's a redshirt freshman, had to step in, you know, so we essentially had, you know, when you have a lineman or starting offensive line that's got three true freshmen on and a freshman quarterback, you know, you're going to have some bumps in the road.
Going to have some growing pains.
Especially with our schedule. Sure. Our schedule is very tough. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So we went 6-4 and we lost three of the four games that we lost were teams in the top five.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we lost everyone by less than a touchdown. You know, so, I mean, we were right there all the time.
You were right there.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, you know.
Your last game was on TV.
Yeah, yeah. They usually try to get a couple on
Sports Time.
Two of them were on ESPN3 and a couple of them on Sports Time. So, yeah.
Kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about you, Wes, and your situation. You come out of Fort Recovery High School and basically, you're just one hell of an athlete. And you had a great career here at Fort Recovery. And you go D2 Ashland, which is a program that is as good as there is in D2. I mean, their success is unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah.
So you go up there, and let's talk about your freshman year. Eye-opener, or was it like, I mean, how close was Wes Wenning to saying no?
Oh, it was definitely an eye-opener. You know, I mean, just the speed of the game, how fast everything is and how demanding everything is. You know, it's nothing like high school.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, it's all day, you know, 12 hours a day. I mean, it was a grind. And camp is definitely the worst part of the whole football season, I would say, because it's 20 straight days of just nothing but football. You're nothing but film room. It's about 7 a.m. in the morning to about 9 p.m. at night, and it's just nothing but football with probably about a 2-hour break in between for about a meal. meals and stuff. And that freshman year hit me hard.
I was going to say that.
Especially when you don't come in, you're not a stud right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to, you face adversity. And, like, they had me running some routes that I've never ran before in high school. And I look like, you know, I looked like I was running on ice. You know, I just couldn't get out of breaks right. And, but once I started getting a groove, you know, things got a lot better for me. So,
okay. Yeah. So I'm stupid.
Yeah.
When you say running routes that you're not, how can that be? What's that mean?
Well, like, I mean, in high school, I mean, you guys watch this play. I'd run a deep post. I mean, I'd run the deep post all the time. Yeah, throw it up in the air, play some football. You know, you run a streak. But, you know, you can't do that in college. You know, you're not going to burn past everybody. You're not going to moss everybody like what happened in high school. You know, so I got to run comebacks. And running a comeback route was the hardest thing to learn. Just because you're going full speed, you got to drive the corner upfield. And then you got to stop on a dime, chop your feet. And I just wasn't used to getting in and out of breaks like that, so... It is difficult.
Okay, so and that with that being said, so they're teaching this route. How about the speed of the ball that come to you, Marty, compared to these guys?
Oh, they zip it. Yeah, and I mean Marty's, you know, he's right there.
Sure, right.
But you know, I don't know. You know, you're worried about so much, and when you're worried about running that route right, you know, you're thinking so hard about the route that ball catches up on you. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's got a lot to do with it, too, when you just can't go out and play football and just go catch the ball. You know, I don't know. You know, the speed is just so much faster. Uh-huh. So
your freshman year, you redshirt?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't redshirt. I had the option to redshirt, but I just decided not to because my teaching licensure program is it's 4 years. So I was going to be here 4 years anyways. Didn't redshirt. Played in, like, just three games, just special teams and stuff.
Right.
Yep.
So your philosophy is when you get done with your freshman year, are you like, this is for me? Or are you like, boy, I got to think about what I'm doing in life?
I know about halfway through that freshman year, that was probably the hardest time just because, especially during the school year, you know, you start with, you know, you have early morning weightlifting from like 7 to 8. You have class from like 9 to 11:30. You, I mean, it's just nonstop. You're juggling school, football, you know, and football wasn't going real great for me that freshman year. You know, like I said, but I'd say like towards sophomore year I really didn't feel comfortable until the start of this year is when I've really felt comfortable with where I was at, and I felt comfortable in our offense to where I was like, all right, you know, I'm grooving now and I feel good. I feel like a part of the team, you know? So, I mean, it took a while, you know?
Yeah. So you say, explain to us what it's like at Ashland University. So you say that when you work preseason and it's all camp and you're there and then you take a 2-hour break to eat and then how's that work? They bring lunch in. Is it like you see at Ohio State where they got food cooks making food or?
We have a really great eating place at Ashland. It's called our Convo, and we go to Convo, and I mean, it's essentially like a big buffet. You know, they got chicken lot. Like,
is it all in for the football players?
No, all the students can go there, but like for camp, only football guys are in there, you know? So, we eat pretty good and a lot of guys put on weight pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing Ashland does really well.
How about team doctors?
Team doctors are great. We have two of them right now. You know, he's good as anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So freshman year, sophomore year, it's another deal where you're special teams.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I played in, I think it was 9 games sophomore year, you know, just in and out, random stuff. Got some snaps at wide receiver, but wasn't really in the rotation at all in the big moments or anything, you know, just kind of end of the game stuff here and there. Mostly special teams.
Okay. So this year you say, so your junior year was this year.
Yep.
And you was prepared. You was ready.
Yeah. Well, the camp was rough. I didn't have a great camp, didn't get off to a great start. But towards the end of the camp, I started doing a lot better. First and second game coming around, wasn't in the wide receiver rotation. And what I mean by the wide receiver rotation is we pretty much play 6 guys.
Okay.
And 6 guys are in that rotation. There's probably about 25, 30 receivers on the team. You know, so you're fighting for these 6 spots. And it's a dogfight to get in these 6 spots, you know, and getting on the bus. So that's another thing. You got about 130 guys on our roster, 55 get to travel, you know, so it's a dogfight for the spots.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in the rotation, the primary six after the first two games. Third game comes along, I get into that rotation, and then I was in the rotation for the remainder of the year.
Is that right? Yeah. You traveled.
You battled your
way. Yeah. Traveled the whole rest of the year, and I got some pretty good PT.
Yeah.
So, Wes, when you say, like, your camp didn't go so good, I mean, is it you're just not catching balls or you're running right? Or,
yeah, I mean, just the like in and out of practice every day. I know my first day was really bad. For some reason, I just couldn't catch a ball. I dropped two. And the biggest thing was is we had a wide receiver coach change. And we had Coach Charlie Fry,
right?
Former quarterback for the Browns. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of guys are trying to impress him, win him over. And, you know, I don't know what it was. I just had the yips those first couple of days and just didn't go too well.
Okay, so do you think that you suck or you know you suck? Did the coaches say, how's that work? I mean, mentally, you know you didn't play very well, but did the coaches let you know, hey, you got to step it up?
Yeah. And Coach Fry's perfect about that, you know, because he's been there and he's done that.
Right.
And he's really good at talking to players, like, on a personal level, like, hey, you got to pick it up. And, you know, but I think during mid-season, he's like, you know, I kind of asked him where he thought I was, and he looked at me. And he's like, "I think you've improved more than anybody since camp." He's like, "Those first couple of days of camp, you know, I didn't know much about you. I didn't know if you could be, you know, a player in our offense, yeah. You know." But he's like, "I think you've improved more than anybody, and you've shown you can make plays on this football team, be a part of the team, and play a role in helping his team win ball games." So he's really great about that.
When you, I don't know how to say this. Okay, so I would say that intellectually, you know the game of football.
Yeah.
And I would say that would you say you're one of the top as far as knowing the game and knowing what, compare yourself to the other kids up there. I mean, are they all Joneses with football?
I mean, some aren't, you know, and, It's kind of hard to explain. Every kid's got different situation, different backgrounds. You know, some guys, and a lot of it's just what's going on through your head at that time. Like, if you get comfortable in the offense, then you start playing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of like it took me 2 years just to understand our offense and know it play by play, heart by heart, where I didn't need anybody to tell me what to do. I know what other guys are doing on the play. It took me until this year to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, some guys get that right away and come in right away and they can bowl out and do their thing. For me, it was pretty much this year that I felt comfortable and that I can stop worrying about the X's and O's, you know, and just focus on catching the football and playing ball. So
is that the thing? I mean, you see so many kids that pressure themselves. You know, I got to make this catch or I'm going to get taken out.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like if you have that, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, so somehow you got to fight through that and just feel like you said, I just got to go catch the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I might be a little bit biased because I'm a wide receiver, but I think that's one of the positions where you can psych yourself out the most is because you're thinking about so many other things. You're thinking about the route you're running, you know, getting open that. You know, what play, what, how you're running it, whatever, that you kind of psych yourself out. And then that's how you drop the football and do the easiest things that you do 100 times a day. And, you know, you just do silly mistakes. Yeah.
So a wide receiver. Now, when you look out there and you see man coverage, do you love that or you'd rather run out there the other way when they have the.
Yeah. Preferably you like to, like, I like, to have a lot of cushion. I like the corners being 10 yards off just because you got a lot of freedom. It's tough to get off, especially with how athletic the guys are in Division II nowadays. When they're pressed up in your face and they jam you at the line, that's tough, you know, sometimes. And, I mean, it's kind of a hit and miss. Sometimes you're going to get, you know, you're going to get jammed and you're so stunned that it throws off the whole play. You know, but sometimes you make one move and you got a 5-yard cushion to catch a deep ball down the field.
Get one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been hit as hard as you hit up here when your mouthpiece landed in St. Henry?
not quite. But I mean, this year against Saginaw, I caught a ball and I caught it in midair and the guy kind of flipped me and kind of took out my legs and I landed straight on my back on the turf and I couldn't breathe. It's one of those things where you get up and I was just like. That's what it sounded like.
I need air, man.
Yeah. Did you drop back down or did you go, oh,
I just threw that ball to the official, and I like held my breath, walked, ran straight to the sideline. So that's how that went.
I better take a break on this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Called touchdown yet?
No touchdowns
this year.
No.
Maybe yeah. This year going to get one.
Oh yeah, senior year, that'd be perfect timing.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your senior year coming up. You see yourself in the top three?
Yeah, definitely. So six wide receivers, the top six wide receivers, that end of the season, three are leaving. So three of us, are left. It just kind of depends. So I came in with a wide receiver in my, class, and he's the one guy in front of me. He's one of my best friends. I room with him on road trips. But he's got the one spot in front of me, and I was his number two. So if something happened to a slot guy, he would move to the slot and I would come in and play outside receiver. So it kind of depends what they want to do with, if they want to stick him in the slot and be a slot receiver, I'll play on the outside and get some reps. It kind of depends how they just jumble the order, you know, whatever. So, I mean, my main goal just going in the spring is to be so good that they have to put me on the field.
I got to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of hit that stride in midseason. But, you know, I just got to come out in spring ball and show I can do that. So,
they talk a lot. I mean, on TV and stuff, you'll see a lot of quarterbacks will go get their receivers during the summer. I mean, do you guys go together and work out? Yeah. I mean, you try to get a connection with that quarterback, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you see somebody that when they're good, I know what Wes is going to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, as a quarterback, and that I think you hear that a lot, where the guys will go out and you know they'll get, oh hey, get my five receivers and let's go out and throw the ball around.
Yeah, come around June time, June leading up into the start of camp in August, we have 7-on-7s twice a week, and that's where you know the camaraderie is kind of built, and you know that's why it was tough so much this year because. You have the one quarterback throwing to the number one receivers, you know, and when that one quarterback goes down, you got a freshman coming in who, you know, it already shrinks the playbook. And the freshman quarterback is a lot more mobile and stuff. You know, it throws off the chemistry a little bit. Timing's not quite there. And he didn't have the arm that the other guy had, you know, so it took a little while adjusting. But, you know, towards the end of the year, we were kind of clicking and things went a lot smoother.
Good. Let's take a break here and 10 minutes till the hour of 8. We'll be right back. Wes Wenning, Fort Recovery Radio.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Season tickets for the basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys' season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 21st to get their reserve seat season tickets. After Monday, November 26th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seat for adults, and student season tickets are $35.
If children sit in the reserved seat area, they must also have a reserved seat season ticket. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25. That's good for both boys and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls' and boys' home basketball games and are only $25 for adults and $10 for students. Basketball season is coming, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Hey, we're back. Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee show. We got Mr. West Winning in the house tonight. We're talking a little football. So, what we got, Bobby?
Well, you know, he's pretty cocky.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know?
Gotta be a little bit.
I mean, he's just telling us that during the break. How's your grades?
I got a 4.0 last semester and shooting for another 4.0 this one.
That's great.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Can you brag anymore?
He didn't brag. I asked him and he told the truth.
I'm saying it ain't four.
It's four.
Four.
Yeah. I mean, I started out freshman year and I wasn't doing, I mean, as well, but that's, you know, part of it was just me not working hard and me, you know, just different environment and stuff, you know, but I started applying myself these past couple of semesters. Yeah.
When you talk about getting it as a receiver, it's also getting it in the classroom. Right?
It's
just a whole process.
Yeah. And it took like 2 years to just things to click like that. Yeah. So, you know, things are going good right now.
Life's pretty good for Wes Winning.
Yeah.
That's good.
Complain.
That is right.
All we got to do is get him back here and get him hired in our school district.
So what about you guys? So let's say we're playing Grand Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we got to go there.
Yeah.
Give us, you go up Friday? You go up.
Yeah. So we'll leave Friday morning at probably about 10 to 12 ish, you know, and it's about, I don't know, 5 hours up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we got about a 5 hour bus ride, stop halfway in between. You know, they usually give us a lot of Gatorade stuff, you know, so we stay hydrated on the bus, stop for sack lunches and stuff. You get to the hotel and you usually eat dinner that night.
Okay.
You have your meetings. You kind of run through some stuff that you're going to go through the next day.
So the meetings, are you in a room or are you in a hotel room? Or?
Yeah. We're usually in a hotel, but we're in like rooms and within the hotel.
Okay. And wide receivers are together.
Yeah. So they'll break it up and you eat dinner. All wide receivers eat together. You know, you eat with your coach. Kind of just review some stuff, you know, but it's kind of like a lax, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling good. So like this year, Grand Valley was a night game. So we had that whole Saturday to just kind of, you know, you wake up, you eat breakfast, you get moving, but then you go back to your hotel room and you just kind of like sit around for 4 hours, you know, and that's when like a lot of guys just kind of chill, do some homework, you know, get some stuff done, kind of move around. Sometimes you will go around, walk around the city and stuff, you know, just kind of explore, you know, do a little something to get your mind off the game. But then,
Grand Valley's beautiful. Right?
Oh, it's a terrific place. You know, I talk about probably one of the best environments I've ever played in. Yeah, that was at that place.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say it was right there with the state game played in like senior year. Cause there were, I think there were probably about 13, 14,000 fans there.
It's nuts.
Oh, they're nuts about their football.
They're nuts.
You know, and they got a big jumbotron that you see everything on. You're watching yourself. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So we go up there and or any road game. So when you talk about, let's say you're in a locker room. And I'm asking these because I really don't know, and people might be listening. This is the dumbest question.
Yeah.
So you got 100 kids, home game. When a coach talks to the team, can he talk to everybody?
I mean, yeah, for the most part. See, probably home games, we dress about 70-ish.
Okay.
And then the rest are full of, like, freshmen that don't dress or freshmen that redshirted, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, we have all the chairs kind of lined up, real specific. And he yells pretty loud. So
halftime, we go in the locker room. Is it talk to the team or do you talk to, how's that work?
You break off individually by position.
Okay. And at halftime and then you get together right before you go out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you pretty much talk to the whole team before the game, you know, kind of goes over the main stuff. And then halftime, you know, halftime comes and quarterbacks, receivers go together. You know, you break off, the coaches talk, and then they'll come talk to the players. And then you gather, you know, for a couple last words that the coach says you got to do, and then you head on back out.
Okay.
So, hey, was that a dumb question?
No, that's good.
I didn't know how it worked.
I've never been in a football locker room.
That's stuff that I always wonder about.
Seen a lot of basketball locker rooms.
Yeah.
Seen too many football.
I know. I didn't. I always wondered about that. So the bus, so you get done. Do you stay there or do you go home? Get home at 4 a.m.
Every time you drive straight home. So last year, we had a game that was a 16-hour bus ride up to the Northern Peninsula. On the way there, it wasn't so bad because you drive, I don't know, 4 hours on Thursday night, 5 hours on Friday, you know, and the remainder on Saturday before the game. But as soon as you hop on that bus after that game's over, we went 16 straight hours straight home.
Ooh.
You know.
That was tired of the old bus, I'd say, by the time you
get home. I sat next to one of our receivers, and we played hangman for 5 hours. That's how boring that was.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
can you sleep on those buses? Does that work?
The most comfortable spot on the bus is the floor, honestly. Yeah. Just laying on the floor and stretch you lay down there with a pillow, yeah.
So
yeah.
People take turns doing that?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, just rotate. And
2 or 3 hours at a time or 4 hours at a time?
Yep, that's how it goes.
Jeez, man.
So financially, money-wise, Ashlyn, you get money?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it started out and it was a weird position because for me to get money, I needed a certain GPA, and I was just short of it. I was literally like 0.016 because they gave me an academic package.
Okay.
So for me to take the academic and athletic packages, you know, I needed to have a certain GPA, and I was 0.016 away from that GPA in high school.
Jeez.
I needed a certain ACT, didn't have the ACT score, which is, I don't know, kind of high, and I was just not a great test taker. Or you needed to be top third in the class. And I mean, I was sitting at like close to a 3.5 GPA, and I was like dead middle. Just because, I mean, the classes are so small, everybody does well. Right. You know, so I didn't have top third of class. So I just fell short of... Okay, I came in, and they offered me money, but I just couldn't take it right away. Had to go through a semester and kind of earn it that way, so...
That's unbelievable. Yeah. So now...
So now we're sitting
now good. Now it's in good shape.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. A lot working on behind the scenes about what you got to do, you know. Yeah. It's not D1 where you can just offer a guy full whatever, you know. It's all packages, and you got to earn, you know, have certain credentials to take both academic and athletically. So,
yeah. So you got you're getting a 4.0, you got another year left. Let's talk a little bit because of your popularity in Fort Recovery and because of, you know, you've dated Kendra the whole time, and Kendra's a very popular kid in our town. And you guys kind of like this, you know, everybody knows it's, and her being a really good athlete and being that far away, how's that work out for you guys? I mean, it's got to be a struggle.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different just because you only see each other, I mean, once a month, you know, especially in season. Out of season ain't as bad because you can go up there on the weekends, you know, make the trip. But her being like 3 hours away, you know, I see her probably once a month during the season. And I mean, you know, it kind of stinks. But
stinks a little bit.
We both stay busy, and I mean, the days go slow, but honestly, the months, year goes so fast.
Well, at the same time, you're playing football, she's playing volleyball.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes it a little tough.
Yeah.
You got we didn't make the playoffs. Who's in it yet in your conference?
I think just Ferris.
Ferris is in it yet. And they're Odette, same where we at.
What's that?
How many teams are left? The playoffs just starting?
I think eight.
Eight. So
I think they're in eight.
Yeah. What did we do against Ferris?
We lost by touchdown.
Yeah. Where'd you have them at?
It was at Ferris, and we were driving on the last play. We threw a wide receiver a slant route. It kind of bounces right off his hands. It was my buddy that I was talking about that's right in front of me. Bounces right off his hands, clicks off his foot, wild interception. You know, that was the game. And, you know, I got to tell you, take a second and talk about Coach Fry for a second because, I mean, that dude's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and he told one of the coolest stories, like, after the game. You know, he's talking to the guys, and he's like, look, being around this game, you know, you kind of figure out that, you know, losing ain't the be-all, end-all, you know? And he's like, you're just going to go through these ups and downs in football especially, you know? He says, you know, his career at Akron, you know, had super highs, and then his career with the Browns, you know, he said it was tough. And he said there was one, he kind of shared a story that there was one game where he threw He threw four picks against the Bengals. And then, but his whole family came up, you know, so they're trying to eat after the game. They're going around Cleveland and he gets booed out of a restaurant. And he said, you know, you talk about like one of the lows in life that he felt.
Ooh.
You know, you're trying to eat with your family and, you know, you got wife, kids, cousins, you know, all sorts of people there supporting him. Try to go to the restaurant, you know, he gets booed out and people, fans are just treating him like nuts, you know. So, I mean, he kind of shared that story right after the game, you know, all of us wide receivers huddled together and he shared that, you know, and that meant a lot. I mean, he's a really cool dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So being in Ashland, a lot of Browns fans probably ain't there.
Oh yeah. A lot of Browns fans.
Are you becoming a Browns fan? Come on.
I like watching them. You know, I wouldn't say I'm a Browns fan, but I mean, they're interesting. So
it is amazing when you think about where you're at in Ashland and the GLIAC. And there's kids that play NFL football.
Oh yeah.
In that conference.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A lot of dudes, Adam Sheen, I played with him my freshman year. He just scored a 2-point conversion for the Bears the other night.
Yep.
You know, just came back from an ankle injury. Yeah, that dude's a monster.
That's pretty
cool. So it's a lot of fun watching him. Yeah, a lot of dudes. Ferris has a number of guys that, you know, they got a DN for the Ravens and a corner for the Browns. You know, there's a lot of dudes everywhere.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, awesome. It's definitely.
I'm telling you right now, man, we are huge fans of you. You know, absolutely. We always have been. You know,
yeah,
we
I appreciate that.
We think the world of you. And when you look back at this Thanksgiving, you know, what's Wes Winning got to be thankful for on Thanksgiving?
Oh, definitely just friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, just.
You guys got a big get together tomorrow?
Yeah, on my mom's side, you know, and so it's mainly friends tonight, you know, hang out with the friends, you know, enjoy that a little bit, you know, tomorrow's all about the fam, so.
Absolutely, brother.
Yep.
Thanks for stopping up, my man.
Oh, sure, appreciate it, man.
All right, that's Wes Winning and from one of our all-time greats at Fort Recovery High School.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got Nick Twaits, who's going to be a neat interview because we've been dying to talk to this guy for a while.
We miss this guy.
And Nick Twaits is coming up right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than work.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4048. 858.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races this Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races on the big screen throughout the evening. Doors open at 6 with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. You can bet on the races, win a little money, and help out our boys basketball team. Make your plans now to be at the party. A night at the races this Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
After 9, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, Bobby. We're early tonight.
Oh, it's that. We started now early, didn't we?
We're early tonight.
We are early tonight. Yeah. We have with us now, and we've had Kai Wendell, national champion, Wes Winning, playing at Ashland.
Champ.
This cat sitting beside us now is somebody we've been trying to get on this show.
He's awesome.
Since he got on that plane and headed out.
Yep.
And the people for Kerr has been dying to find out about Nick Twaits. Now, Twaitsy. Everybody don't know who Nick Twaits is. Nick Twaits went to Fort Recovery High School. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the
15th round.
And he went to the Padres and went out to San Diego. And shortly right after he was drafted, I mean, they didn't screw around, did they?
We took about a month after I was drafted with the negotiations, and yeah, I was straight out in Arizona playing right away.
We're playing baseball. Mm-hmm. So Tweetsy and you know, Fee, you know, this guy's really close to your heart, and absolutely, you know, and you coached him. And Nick, so first of all, thanks for stopping up. I know, yeah, it's Wednesday night, and
we appreciate it, man.
You don't get home very long, and you get a chance to stop up, and nice weather.
Yeah, it's so cold here.
Got to get down to San Diego and get spoiled.
So where was you at when you flew in?
I was out in Arizona.
Okay, where at?
I was in Peoria, Phoenix.
Okay.
Everything in the Arizona League, which I was in, is all around Phoenix. So we didn't have to travel much. Just one game over in Mesa or wherever.
Now this is... You're not playing now, are you?
I'm not playing now, no.
Okay,
no.
So this is when you got there. You explain how life went. So, first of all, let's go back. Let's go back to draft day, okay? Mm-hmm. And MLB is 2 days or 3 days, whatever it is.
3 days.
3 days.
And you know, your gut's telling you, man, I'd love to get drafted on the first day. But, you know, you're realistic. You're like, you know, let's see what happens.
Yep, right? See what happens.
And your agent basically said, who knows, right?
Right. So the first day I knew was out. I mean, I was hoping to, but it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. And so there was talks about the fourth or fifth round with the Padres, and they, you know, we agreed on a dollar amount. If they would take me, they come in the fourth round, they pass.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching it through the fifth, which it's a long time. You're nervous. They pass again. So I knew after that it wasn't going to happen.
Someone, right.
Just because of how the money works in the draft, the top 10 rounds, it gets kind of confusing.
Okay.
And then after that, I didn't think it was going to happen day three. So I'm talking to my agent, and I'm on the phone. I'm like, is this going to happen or not? Middle of the draft, day three. And he's explaining to me, you know, we don't know. And then he just cuts off, and he's like, dude, you just got drafted. And I was like, wait, what? And me and my dad were just in shock. And then 2 minutes later.
You're at home?
Yeah, I was at home in the backyard walking around with my dad. We were just pacing. And then like 2 seconds after he told me that, the area scout's calling me.
And, is that right?
Yeah. And so it was really cool. I answered the phone. He's like, we took you.
Yep.
Matt Maloney is his name. He's a really good dude.
Yeah. Is it
X-Red? Yeah, X-Red. X-Red, yeah.
So he called you up and he said, bud, you're in.
Yeah. Now, this Maloney, he came and seen you play, right?
Yeah,
he came. I thought I remember him.
Mm-hmm. He did. And then they also had a couple of other guys show up. I didn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
That were also watching the game, so
yeah.
Higher-ups.
I mean, now, I've been coaching for 7 or 8 years, and when Nick came, this senior year has been unbelievable. It was fun. I mean, it was tough on you. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I was a nervous wreck, and I wouldn't do anything. I came in one time, I looked down, and there's 10 guys down there with guns, looking at his phones, trying to check him out. And I thought, this is really cool. And I can't imagine in your shoes, I mean, how you did. And you were a champ. I tell you what, you were a champ, and you impressed the hell out of him, I think.
Thank you for that. But you have to just trust what you've put in.
Yeah.
You know what you did all fall, all winter. Yeah. Your whole life to be able to prepare for that. And then, you know, also going through the college recruiting process helped. They're also there for that. So that helped a little bit, but still it's different when they're pro.
And they
socks on their hat.
What was you and dad's mentality? Was your mentality okay, first of all, Kent State draft, you signed for Kent State, or not signed, but you committed to Kent State.
I was signed to that.
Okay, you signed. Yeah. So you, this is one hell of a baseball program, Kent State.
Yes.
So is your mentality with Pappy sitting there saying, hey, if I ain't going here and here, we're going to go play Kent State, and we're going to just
see what happens.
See how life treats
right.
us.
Right. You know, that was our mindset. And if we did get taken, we're like, it's tough because if you pass that money up, you don't know if you're going to get it again 3 years from now. Who knows what could happen? I could get in a car wreck the next day and it's gone.
Right. Exactly.
So,
and that's something, too. You just said that. Now, that, I don't know if a lot of people know, I had no idea that once you go through that draft and you get drafted and you say no, you got to wait 3 years to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's different ways. If you go junior college, you can get drafted the next year. But
then
if you go to any NCAA school,
you got to wait 3 years, mm-hmm. which is wear and tear on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, you're taking
you
a
don't
chance.
Know.
That's right. A big chance.
Right. Okay, so we're drafted by the Padres. Now, when do you go into contract negotiations? When does that, is that shortly thereafter?
No, it took about a month thereafter because the way it all works is kind of complicated, but they only have so much money they can spend on the draft. And they had to sign their first rounder first.
Okay.
And he was holding out. He held out until, I think, the July 1st. So I didn't actually sign until 2 hours before the deadline.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that when they made you the offer?
They made the offer on July 3rd. They gave me the 4th of my family. I flew out on the 5th and had my physicals, and then I signed on the 6th.
So when you first, when they first said, gave you this contract, were you like, or are you like, I mean, you're as level headed a high school kid.
Absolutely.
You know, we got two, him and Wes.
Oh, yeah.
Are like, they get it. They're so much more mature. I mean, you can tell. Let's turn it back. Let's go back to your coming here to Fort Covey as a transfer, not transfer, but you come from Marion Local. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was a, the only way that works is number one, you got to have a huge rack on you, a huge set, and you got to have be mentally tough because that's, there's a lot of pressure there.
Oh, yeah.
And when, and you got a lot of friends in Marion, you got a fan, you know, and when that happens, it takes a certain kid to be able to do what you did and understand that your focus is I want to play baseball, not only for not only a different program, but I know that my big picture in life is I someday want to play big time baseball. I want to be a baseball player the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And you have to have that instilled in you when you're 16 years old. Because that's how old you was when you came over here. So when you look at this kid and you see what he did, you can only take your hat off to you and say congratulations and nothing but total respect for what you and your family did.
Thank you. I mean, it wasn't all for baseball. I enjoyed Fort Recovery more.
Absolutely.
But you have to know what's in you, and you can't let other people bother you what they're going to say about you, because I know some things were said, but I'm not going to let it get to
right,
me.
Right.
And just be who you know you are.
Yeah. And that's a pretty damn good kid, I tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. So we're in San Diego, and you're with your agent, and who from the Padres are representing them with your contract?
So I signed in Arizona, actually.
Okay.
They do that a little bit, so I don't have to pay California state taxes.
Perfect.
Good idea. Good thinking.
So it was a clubhouse manager that was signing the paper. They didn't have anyone fly out or anything like that. And it was me and my family. My agent went through it before to make sure everything was good.
You'd already done this.
But it was just me and my family and the clubhouse guy.
Now your agent, I mean,
right? Yeah.
So this guy's telling you before this draft starts, Nick, I think we can get this. I mean, you're thinking, Nick, we can? You know, that's what my thoughts would be.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, as an 18-year-old kid, I'd be going, shit, really? That's pretty good. You know, and then when you go 15, you know, and we're, me and Bubba are on the computer. We're looking last year.
Oh,
how
much
money can he make? What can he do? You know,
he was our son.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Nervous. I was nervous. React. I was like, hey, what are we going to do?
I'm texting your dad, and I'm like, your dad's got me thinking, you fat bastard. Leave me alone. I'm trying to hear him.
I'm trying to get the real thing.
Yeah, that's right. Because we were like kids in candy stores.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's a kid from Fort Recovery that we just know and love.
Absolutely love.
And he's going to get drafted.
Yeah, this is huge.
And then when your name come up, I mean, it was like,
oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
Social Twitter went crazy, and everybody was going nuts. And so then we go out to Arizona, and then you sign. And so then explain what happens then.
So they had me on a throwing program because when I last pitched, I don't know, it was May. And they wanted to make sure I was ready before I went into a game. So I didn't pitch until, like, I think it was the 16th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me throw a couple bullpens in between then, a live BP. And then I finally got into a game, but it was every day up at the field at 1, you do your throwing around 3.
Yeah.
You come back in after you throw and run around 5, and then you eat and go to the game at 7. So that's pretty much every day.
That's your everyday plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're biting. You're biting at the bit wanting to pitch, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I let me in one of these games and see what happens. Which started out fantastic, right? I mean, you had a great start. Three or four times. I guess you didn't start, but and didn't give up anything.
Yeah, I started off pretty well. I got my own head trying to keep the streak going, and then I ended it.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, to block out all the noise outside.
Right.
Just focus on what you have to do.
Forget it. This is what I'm doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that had to be your first pitch out there. That had to be.
Oh, yeah, it was.
You throw it over the backstop?
I did that in the bullpen. You could hear it in the back in the bullpen. Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, we had some great times. I had some great times with this kid. And one of the funnest ones, we're going for the MAC title at Minster. And Cade Wendell was just pitching his heart out. And Minster's, and it's close, 1-0.
Right.
It's a battle. And it's close, and it's about the sixth inning, and Cade's getting a little tired, you know, and he don't want to come out, but it was hilarious because he goes, Nick goes down and warms up, and I'm standing at first base, and I'm watching their infielders, and you can hear this boom, boom, and all these kids keep looking back because they know he's coming in, and they're scared. Oh no, he's coming in, and I'm sitting there laughing, going, "Oh, you're gonna have to deal with this." No, it's awesome. Hey, we didn't even have to have you that time. That was great, but that's what he brought to this whole. I mean, it was just so much fun.
You know what's amazing though? When you let's look back and let's talk a little bit about your high school career. Remember your first start at Parkway?
Yeah.
I hit the crap out of you. Mm-hmm. I was like, Tweet sucks. This kid's horrible.
Yeah, I'm telling him, he's the greatest pitcher I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. And first time I seen him, I came in, and I had no idea. And Bernsey goes out, gets gear on. And this is probably March. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is early. We're just barely started. And he throws a couple balls, and they bounce. Bernsey's chasing them, and they're bouncing off all the walls. I said, ooh, we got to get somebody to catch you. We were not only, I wasn't worried about him. I was thinking, we got to find somebody to catch him. That was really hard.
We ain't got anybody to catch him.
No.
Here's a kid come for it. We got one guy to catch him.
It's like, Bernsey was fabulous, though. He was good for you.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
So now we're out there, and we got our first, what's it called? What is it? Fall league, what's your league you're in? Arizona Summer League. So, how many games is there?
It starts right after the draft, so there's probably around 50.
Oh, there's a lot of games. Mm-hmm. Are you in the mound? Are you on the bullpen? Or are you starting?
I started my first two while the bullpen, and then I started after that.
Yeah. So they got you as a starter?
They didn't. Arizona. We'll see. I hope that continues.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't control that, so.
Right, you'll do whatever you tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you said right now, Harold said, when you first come in, how's the arm? And you said, it's strong as ever.
Mm-hmm. I've been feeling really good. I threw until the end of September, which is the longest I've gone this year, with instructs, and I was feeling really good.
So, do they take the bat away from you?
Yeah, I haven't touched a bat.
Yeah, you couldn't hit a ball if you had to.
Probably not.
So, what's next for you?
I'm here for about a few weeks. I'm up with Brian Garman. He's actually an Angels pitching coach. He's up in Walpock.
Okay.
And then I head down to Cincinnati. I'll be training down there until spring training.
Is that right?
So where are you going to Cincinnati?
I go with Connor Graham. It's a place called Redline Athletics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a lot of you guys down there, basically kids that are at that level.
Right.
Yeah.
And this guy, he monitors you, or are the Padres... Are you on a Padres, like, do they tell you what you're doing right now, or how's that work?
So they have something that you can do, but I do a more personalized one for me. What the Padres put out is for everyone in the organization.
Okay.
But I go with a more individualized workout with Connor down in Cincinnati.
And now you've been with Connor, right?
For about 7 years, actually.
For about 7 years. That's why I was going to say, he's pretty well taught you through for a long time, man.
Right. Now, do the Padres have to approve what you're doing, or they just kind of let you go and do what you think is best and see if it works?
They, as long as I come on and play, they don't care what I do.
Okay.
I have to weigh in on Mondays on the app, but other than that, it's...
So the things you're doing are things that you are very sure that you want to do.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
Comfortable with
good.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with Nick Twaits. It is 820 FR Radio, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4850.
58.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The Fort Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races this Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races on the big screen throughout the evening. Doors open at 6 with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. You can bet on the races, win a little money, and help out our boys basketball team. Make your plans now to be at the party. A night at the races this Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
Yeah.
Well, you gonna tell us we're on, or how's that working, Reese Bob?
Reese Bob just
he ain't changed a bit, has he?
He was hanging.
He's unbelievable. Haven't you learned anything at Muskegon?
Nothing.
No.
Can't you just say, can't they teach you how to say, you're on, boys?
Oh, he was trying not to interrupt you.
Is that what it was?
He was being polite.
Being polite.
I love
you. You can't be polite. You gotta be the boss. You gotta tell us what to do.
Could you hit Reese's curveball?
I think I could.
I think I could.
You. So here we are. And let's get back to where we're at. We're here with Nick Twaits, and we're talking about the minor leagues. And so you're at your Arizona Summer League. So you're pitching now, your first game. And Dad's there, Mom?
Just my dad was there.
Okay.
My mom, she came out earlier, but I wasn't pitching yet.
Okay.
So my first game, I'm pitching against the Giants. And we're in the spring training club. So there's like 12,000 seats, and it's completely empty because no one comes to these games.
Yeah. Right.
So my dad's there. There's 15 scouts there, there's a bunch of guys charting. Mm-hmm. So you guys know my dad. He can't sit down.
He's at every one of them.
He's going all over the place, just going crazy. And so there's no one there, so everyone sees him doing that. So I pitch my game. I do all right. And then once I get back to the clubhouse, they're like, was your dad at the game? Like, yeah. And the some of my teammates had him down, his movements he would do throughout the whole thing. He's just going all over the place.
I'm going to do.
I guess we, and the teammates got him down.
I guess we got so used to it, we didn't pay much attention to what those were. But
yeah. Oop, there goes Terry. Wait, he's going over there. He's back over there. Wait, he's back over there.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
So... So you say you just got home a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
So are you working out or what are you doing?
So after the season, came home for about a week and then I went to Instructs for 3 weeks. Which Instructs, it's an instructional league. You just work out there. And it's working on pitching.
Is that in Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They invite a bunch of prospects in and they have all their coaches there. It's after the season for everyone in the minor leagues. So that lasted 3 weeks, and then I came home for a couple of weeks, and then I went back out for a 3-week strength camp. That's what I just got back from.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just got back from a strength camp, and now you're home till
middle of late February.
Spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we'll head back out to Arizona, and so when you go back out there, do you know what to expect? Or you have it's kind of.
I mean, people tell you, but you also don't know until you go through it.
Right.
That's what people have said. So it'll be fun, but we'll see how it goes.
So did you get it to 94?
I did it a couple times, yeah.
94?
94.
The big thing, like when I went out to Instructs, they worked with me. I wasn't allowed to throw a breaking ball there. I was all change-ups just to be able to develop that. And there was a lot of great, I got so much better with it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you feel confident with that then?
It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I still got a long way to go on it.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Like one day they had Trevor Hoffman out there, so I got to work with Trevor Hoffman on a changeup.
Oh, how sweet's that?
Is that right?
How cool is that?
One of the best in the business.
That is, yeah. I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of guys coming in instructs. Like Moises Alou was there, Steve Finley, Hideo Nomo. Which I couldn't really talk to him, but
right,
yeah.
It was really cool.
So what's the difference in the speed from your fastball to the changeup?
I throw a pretty hard changeup. Actually, it's like 85, 86.
Your changeup is?
My fastball is only 90-92.
which now I'm a soft tosser again at 90-92 in professional baseball.
Yeah. So do they want that more?
They would love to see it.
Yeah.
But it's hard enough to get big league hitters out, but yeah. If it would be harder, it'd be easier.
Yeah.
So do you still have the same motion with the fastball as the changeup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I noticed in high school you did. I didn't know if they changed that around any or not, but you just couldn't tell what was coming. It looked like 92, 93, and it wouldn't be 92 or 93, and they're whiffing.
So they basically are working this. They're working your changeup.
Mm-hmm.
But now they'll want you to throw a curveball once you get back into it
again. That was just for instructs.
Right.
After just that, for the instructs. Like in season, you can definitely be able to throw a curveball.
Okay, so let's talk about life, okay? So now you're a pro, and there's no, so you, when you're out there, when you're done, you got to get your own place. How's that work? Do they put you up?
In season, you said?
No, like right, yeah.
Right now I have my own place in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah. In season, they'll usually provide a place, but you also have to pay a little bit for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like I know in Fort Wayne, they give apartments to guys, but you have to chip in on that. It's not completely free, but. For the most part, they help you out quite a bit.
Yeah.
You, so the whole thing is just freaking awesome.
It's awesome.
I mean, it is.
It is awesome.
And you're a professional athlete, right? And you get paid to play the game of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at something like that, you ever pinch yourself and say, Nick, this is real life.
Pretty awesome.
All the time. Yeah. I mean,
it is unbelievable.
I'm going to work playing baseball, but it doesn't feel like work.
Isn't that neat?
It's the best thing ever.
That's pretty cool.
It's got to be. That's right.
That is pretty cool.
So goals, okay? So you're going to take it. You're going to take a break here till you go to Cincinnati. You'll be off for a couple weeks, then you go down there. And a goal, like, will you meet with us? Who's your guy in Cincinnati?
Connor Graham.
So will he tell you, Twaitsy, this is where you're at? I mean, is he up with, is he a straight shooting dude will say, I think you can do this. I think you can do that. What's he tell you? I mean,
he played. He played in Double A. He came very close to breaking with the Rockies. And so he'll tell me straight how it is. And I mean, there's a lot of people I have to compete with from all over.
Unbelievable.
So it's up to me, but I just have to keep going. And I can't look at, all right, I want to get to here because I can't control that. I have to.
Right.
Dominate in the AZL before I can get to Fort Wayne, or there's also a place called Tri-Cities that's would be a step above the AZL but below Fort Wayne.
Okay, all right. So
I'm sure for you can't look at other pitchers either. Say, well, I'm better him. Well, he's better me. But I'm sure you got to just not let that focus out. And I'm just going to be the best. I'm going to be the best Nick Twaits can be.
Right.
And they got to move me.
Right.
You know, that's our goal. But we want to be moved. That's the key.
So is that something that mentally Nick Twaits has to decide, or is that something that the people that guide you tells you this is what's got to happen?
What do you mean?
As far as when you say, I got to worry about Nick Twaits, I got to worry about Nick Twaits. Is that coaching that's getting to you, or is that something that you've bred into yourself?
That's a mix of both. I mean, nowadays, everything is online. So you can look at this, I can compare myself to him, but you can't worry about that because you can't control him. You're not him. So you have to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Or else you can do that all day.
Yeah, you'll drive mm-hmm. yourself crazy with
right.
it. That's right. Yeah, I agree. So we're going to go out to Arizona, and you'll start out just in spring training like everybody else, and then they'll say, here's where you're at. Yeah, this is where I want you to go.
They put it up, the sheet's on a whiteboard, and you look and find your name.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know I'm going to the Arizona Rookie League. That's where I'm going that for the first week or wherever.
Yeah, so if you would be going there, you'd go to extended spring training because the Arizona Rookie League doesn't start until after
they're all done.
After the draft.
Okay. But for them, for like you then, they may say, okay, single A, you're going to there. Start there. You know what I mean? And you may, I mean, is it such a thing as this spring you go down there and absolutely kill it and you go to, and they say, well, move him up. You know,
that would be, the big jump for me would be to Fort Wayne. That would be if I absolutely crush it, and I would go to Fort Wayne instead of going to extended. And then most second year high school guys would go to Tri-Cities.
Okay,
so
Tri-City is there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Arizona?
No, that is in Pasco, Washington.
In Washington, okay, mm-hmm. okay. So you might go up there and play a, is that a, another one where you play 50 games or 60 games 50, or something 60 like games, that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But our goal is we'd like to come up and see Fort Wayne just right. for heck of it.
That's the goal, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Washington's a little bit of a commute.
No, I say we go to Washington.
Well, I would, but it's a little easier to get to Fort Wayne.
So how often does Dad come out?
He came out about four or five times.
How about Mom, same?
Two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome to have him out
That's
there.
That's pretty nice to have, isn't it?
You a little homesick or you're too busy?
I mean, I did, but I loved what I was doing. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. So.
Yeah. Well, you're born to do this. Mm-hmm. This is what you're...
Always what I wanted, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what kind of temperatures did you pitch in Arizona? Was it 110 degrees almost every day?
110 degrees at game time. I was like sitting there and I was charting one game and I thought, man, it feels really good out. And they said the game time temperature was 110. Most days we would go out and throw around 3 or 4 and it'd be 117. They had the on-field temp at like 121 one day.
It's a
cool heat.
But it don't the dry heat. The dry it is. Is it a dry heat? Was it miserable or was it?
It's a dry heat, but still, you step outside and it feels like you opened up the oven and it just hits you in the face.
Ooh. Well, I'm sure you come out of air conditioning places and walk out, it's like, holy crap, it's hot.
Yeah, like you walk to the field at night at 10 or 11 o'clock and it's still 95.
Still 95.
It's just hot all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with your contract. So you get paid year round?
No, so the signing bonus I got, it comes in two checks.
Okay.
And then I get, minor leaguers don't get paid much at all.
Okay.
As far as salary wise.
Yeah, right.
So I'll get every 2 weeks.
I get a paycheck and go from there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll be dang. That's freaking awesome.
But like when you're out there, they gave you room and stuff, then you stay out there and they feed you.
I was in a hotel and they gave you, was it $43 a week for meal money?
I thought that's what your dad said.
$43 like a week.
They give you a pregame meal and then dinner after the game. But other than
$43.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I think we calculated it's minor leaguers are making like $420 an hour.
$420. Nice. Not too bad.
So you're Bernie Sanders fans. You want that minimum wage?
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. So what's going on here tonight? What's your game plan? You gonna? You got any buddies you're hanging out with, or what are you doing?
I might go see my girlfriend, but I don't know, nothing really.
Yeah. Nothing hanging out, just life's pretty good right now.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's been great.
It is. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming up here.
Yep, you know, we sure do appreciate it.
And we are huge fans.
Keep us in the loop, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
That's exactly right. So when it's all said and done and you're pitching for the Padres and you're playing Reds, don't forget.
I'll definitely leave you guys some tickets.
Yeah, damn right.
We'll be in front row, buddy.
I can't wait. That's exactly right. Folks, that is Nick Twaits, and he is a champ. We can't thank him enough for stopping up. And guy's got a lot of stuff going on. Don't get home much, and he's home. And we thank him for stopping up. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Bubba and Fee. Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There'll also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prize of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Rosales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd to 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
We are back.
Back.
Nick Twaits.
What a neat interview.
Wes Wenning. Kyle Wendell.
We got a good night tonight.
We got one more big one.
We got a big one. Maybe the biggest.
It is.
I'm here every week. It's not that big a deal.
Neil. For the love of Jesus.
It's not me.
No.
You.
Oh, man.
Spencey.
I thought I was probably finally going to get it to be a big deal.
Big deal?
You're out. But nope. I do want to talk to you first, Spencey.
Okay.
What do you got?
You had a thing on Facebook about our archives. What's going on with the archives?
Well, we think for the last 2 years, we haven't been able to contact anybody at our archives. Hmm. So we've been taking things out of our archives so we could put new stuff in. So some of the old stuff has been disappearing. Mm-hmm. Now it seems that our archives may or may not be completely, our archive server is completely out of business, maybe, but we don't know. But fortunately, in the last, we can't even take things out of our archives now. But fortunately, we have been trying to get rid of these people anyway. So Chuck is in the process of taking everything out of our archives and putting it into a new archive server. And that will be, we don't know exactly how much it's going to take. He might be able to finish it this week, and it might be 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, because we don't know what it's going to take. But right now, our archives is defunct.
We're out. We're archiveless.
Yep, unfortunately, because we have a lot of people.
Yeah, we got to have the archives.
Going to the archives.
Yep. You know, we're done.
And I haven't looked for a few months. But, you know, we had 50,000 plays a year in our archives, so 1,000 plays a week in our archives. Chuck was telling me a couple of weeks ago that it was sometime after the football season, we had 700 and something plays in our archives, and we hadn't had anything new except for Sports Talk for 2 weeks. So
when we do the Christmas show.
Yeah.
That won't be any all right.
Yeah, it'll eventually be in the archives, and there's an almost 100% chance that by then we'll the archives up. Will be working.
We have Facebook Live for the Christmas show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Definitely. Chuck's making sure that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the archives, nothing's going to be lost. It just won't be accessible until Chuck can get that new site sorted out.
Okay.
So the things that are still that we hadn't pulled out of our old archives
water.
To put into our new archives thing, the it'll look a little different, but it'll be actually easier to figure out. So you'll be able
now to it's cluster get in there. You gotta know.
Yeah. So anyway, he has it now where it's gonna work a lot better. We had been talking about getting rid of this archive group anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you know, we've been planning this for a long time.
Okay.
So lots and lots of stuff. I have stuff on flash drives, and Chuck's already downloaded that. And
this could be the longest explanation ever.
Well, you shouldn't ask.
How about our Christmas show? Do we get a date yet?
Are we going to do the 12th or 19th? 19th is 6 19. Days before Christmas.
I think that's the goal.
19th. Okay. I like the
19th. Yep.
We talked about some scrimmages. I'm kind of texting back and forth to Coach Patch and Coach Bayshore.
Coach Bayshore, yeah.
The girls last night, they played at Bellbrook and Roger Bacon. And then Coach Patch says that yesterday's scrimmage went pretty good. We beat Bellbrook, who's a preseason number 5 in D2, and was competitive with Bacon, who's a preseason number 2 in D2. And we lost by a couple to them. But I think he was pretty impressed with how things went. And that's good because it's showtime next week, right, for the girls?
Yeah.
And the boys.
Jupiter.
Yep.
Thursday night, Crestview.
Yep.
Oh. Thursday night home, Crestview. Boys, Delvis Jefferson home, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yep.
With no athletic director.
Athletic director, I think,
he's still
according to the paper, his last day will be December 12th.
No, he's out.
Done.
Okay.
Huh? He's had enough.
I'm going to miss Kurt.
I am too.
Oh, yeah.
He's we'll awesome. Be able to get, you know what we'll do? I wonder if he'll let us. I mean, he may not.
Is really?
His last game say, hey, folks, we're...
We'll just do it.
Yeah, I think
we can. Yeah, what are they going to do? Fire you?
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know how that is. You think that they're mad at him, or you think that?
I'm going to miss him. He paid me like $12,000 to do the.
Really? He kept giving me $100 bills.
$100 bills. Why?
Really?
Yeah,
I loved him.
Unlike Ford Cover Radio, he took care of himself.
I gave you a cheese tray.
Dude, yeah, good point.
Peanuts. Good cheese too.
Lots of peanuts. Get them peanuts away from me. I haven't.
Yeah, I did put them back down there for Nick.
They are killing us.
Yep.
We got.
I got a good one here, Bobby.
What you got, buddy?
I got a picture from the Bahamas.
Oh God, who's there?
Renee and Andy.
They're at UD game in the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas. And Wisconsin.
Huh?
Once both teams are out, they said, we're going.
Well, ain't that awesome?
That's pretty cool. And they got great seats the Dayton game.
That is great.
They don't mess around. They have fun.
Good for them.
Yep. I'm with you.
I'm jealous.
I am too. I'm with you.
Yeah. Our next senior, our next college kid.
College guy.
Is a guy who Fee, when we look back at this kid, we know we give him a hard time.
Yeah.
But we love him.
He's kind of a classic.
He is. And our next guy we're going to talk to is Mr. Reese Rogers. Reese, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
Thanks for coming up here tonight, my friend.
You betcha, buddy. That's big.
What about, let's talk a little bit about Reese Rogers and life at Muskegon University. And is it university or college?
It's a community college.
So let's talk a little bit about how things are going so far, buddy. How's the arm?
Pretty good. I mean, just like Nick said, I mean, my arm's been feeling great. I'm not hitting skills like Nick, but I'm gaining. I mean, I hit 83 this.
Did you really?
Fall. So, I mean, I was feeling it. So
good. How about now? College, you throw a lot more? You start firing wide open?
They kind of monitor you, really. I mean, there's some days that I do my fielding work, and then there's some days I go on the pitching and I do my, like, they have certain workouts for me out there, so.
Yeah.
How's the facilities there? Like, do they have, like, a sack like we got?
They're kind of building a new place for at least the guys, but I haven't really told a lot of people this, but I am actually transferring to Edison.
Get out of here!
Next
How are you?
Semester, because there's just a homesickness.
Yeah,
got me, and then like I don't know, just a lot. There's a few guys that didn't. I mean, I'm not single out that program, but there's just some things I just didn't like.
Yeah,
and.
I mean, Jackson Hobbs.
Yep.
Jackson Hobbs.
And I kind of just said, I called my traveling coach. He's a big, like, he's been directing me since I was 8 or 9.
Helping,
he says, if you truly don't like it, don't stay because it's not worth waiting. So
that's right.
Hey, there's no place like home, too, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're going to go to Edison State? You live at home?
Yeah, I will live at home.
Well, welcome back. Neil, we got a guy here all the time now.
He's back.
We got to pay him, though. Can we pay him as a...
Yep.
We can now pay him even if he's going to college, play baseball.
He gets into the cheese tray.
Yes. We get the cheese tray. Take her home every week.
So when's, so are you, now are you done at Muskegon?
I am done on December 14th.
14th?
That's when I'll be.
Then you fire up after the first of the year at Edison?
I've actually been, my last week was our first like wait. So I went last Sunday and then.
Oh, you're already going there.
I'm already, yeah, I'm kind of already getting to know the guys. I love, the coach is awesome. I
mean, good guy.
And plus the great thing about that is my director from all my life knows the guy, so it's kind of like a really just, I mean, it's easy. Yeah. Plus, I love the other coaches. I mean, I don't know if you guys know who Stephen Larkin is, Barry's brother.
Yeah.
He's our hitting coach at Edison, so it's going to be a great, I mean, it's, you can't get any better than having a professional.
So now at Edison, you'll pitch.
I'll pitch.
But you'll probably hit too.
And hit, yeah.
So you can hit a little bit. That'd be fun.
So, was this, was Edison somebody that you had passed on, or they pass on you, or did your paths even cross back in the day?
Well, I was talking with Muskegon. I got a time frame where I had to say I'm in or I'm not to get to get my scholarship, and I was literally talking to they got a new coach this year, and I was talking to their last coach right like a week before I had to say
Muskegon,
I'm in or out.
Yeah.
So I.
Yeah.
I gave them every. I mean, I gave them the opportunity. I said, "I'll gladly come, showcase. I will do whatever." And he just. I mean, we just never got anything through.
So
I
said,
I'm not passing up.
Chance.
No, yeah, no. You, that's exactly what you should do.
So
don't pass up a sure thing for a hope. Hope it can work.
So it work.
Yep.
I'm happy. I mean, I hated.
Good.
Yeah, we're happy too.
Especially with family. I just. Yep. I don't want my parents driving. I mean, they drove 3 or 4 games when I was in the fall, and I felt bad for them because there's always times where, I mean, we carried 35 guys with us, and there's times that I would play maybe an inning or
a whole game.
I just felt bad. I mean, they drove to Davenport, and I played probably 5 innings. That's a 4.5-hour drive from here. So, I mean, they did it for my sister, and they said, I mean, whatever's whatever.
Yeah, I guarantee your dad and mom don't care.
But
but they'll be pretty happy about being that close because they'll see everything. Yeah, man.
I'm glad that I'll be at Edison and I'll travel this area like Owens.
Does your sister have a baby?
Not yet.
When's she due?
January, February.
Oh, she's got time.
She was big during volleyball season.
She's going to come in and punch you.
I hope so. I would pay money to see that. Come on in.
Does she have a boy?
I haven't been told. I don't know if they're doing the same
thing.
I don't know. They kept it to themselves last time, so I don't know if they're keeping themselves.
So they knew, but they just hogged it. Didn't tell nobody.
Asim.
All right.
I don't know.
They're not do that.
I've been told, so.
How about the Rogers family on Thanksgiving? Your brother coming home?
Yep. Tomorrow we have my mom's side. We go to Lima. We go to Barn Out Back, and it's just a big buffet place. And we have,
eat till you puke.
Love
it.
We have
the Barn Out Back. Eat till you throw up.
Eat till you puke.
I keep hearing about that, but I've never found it.
Somebody told me it's pretty good.
It's
on West Elm or West Market Street or something.
It's back in the there's nothing around.
There's nothing back here.
No, it's just. I mean, I love the place. I mean, we're
going to eat like a home.
You're going to eat like a machine tomorrow.
Can you make it home without having to take a crap? That's my problem anymore.
Pull her up. You got to empty your app.
You can't make it from Jake and Sammy's.
I can't. I got something going on with it.
You got some troubles.
Yeah. So Reese, we you're coming back to Edison, and you're going to be living at home. So we're going to see you a lot, ain't we?
Yep. I mean, I've told Coach Calp that you want me guys to come in, I'll throw to the guys when I have my times, and I'll gladly come to games, go to practices, and I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Like I think Coach Calp
would love that.
I texted a few of the guys and said, guys, high school baseball compared to college baseball is two different worlds. So
how old are you? You old enough to AD? We need one.
Yeah.
We need an athletic director.
I'm just going to say he might be pretty good at that.
No. Reese is a moron. First of all, he'll never get air on time. That screws us up all the time. No game will ever start on time.
It'll always start on time.
The referees will never be out there in time.
Yep. you might still be out in the lobby eating popcorn because he didn't tell you. But
I still can't believe Kurt's done.
Can't either.
God dang it.
Yep.
That one hurts.
It does hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurts.
I kind of was thinking he might be a lifer.
Here's a guy who moved to Fort Recovery.
Yep.
He bought a house in Fort Recovery.
Yeah. He committed.
He committed. Yeah. And I hate that. I'm full in. I hope he stays.
Well, I do too.
He probably will stay here. Maybe he might try to move a little closer. Where does his wife work? Does she work outside the home?
I thought she worked at like Van Wert Insurance or something I have no
they
idea.
Might have
I
to move say. In if that's I'm an what idiot. That is. But yeah,
can't say.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just you know what I think the world. He's just got a great family.
He does.
I mean all the Rams.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, they're great people.
Yeah.
And
some of them ain't got half a brain like Beans. But
Beans is lunatic.
He is one of my favorite people ever.
Yeah.
He's ever.
Awesome. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. They are just good people.
Yes, they are.
We wish nothing but the best
for Kurt Hamill. Yep. Good guy.
Case and the kids. And
yep.
And by God, don't you be strangers. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
So you know, Reese, when we look at these guys and you're just it's kind of weird with Reese because he is when you I wish everything worked. I hope everything works out for you, but I can see you in Fort Recovery.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I can see Reese helping absolutely. Out with baseball. I can see
absolutely.
I mean, it's just a kind of, you know, you look at Tony and Mrs. Yeah. Tony yep. And I could just see old Reese.
I think they picked up. I think they're pretty happy about the move.
I think
Mom
so.
Mom and Dad too. Are.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I mean, other than the fact that Neil's drives them nuts.
Yeah.
Not completely nuts, though, because they're still somewhat sane.
Uh-oh. Kaboom.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, I got cold. I'm all right, though. Spencey, disinfect this mic when I'm out of here.
Yeah, well.
You're going to kill somebody.
Hmm?
We'll probably just throw it away.
This is Chuck's. Don't you dare.
Oh, yeah, that's
this
right.
is like a $400 mic.
Mm.
I mean, that's why I always sound better than you.
You do.
Kill me. My mic's with
yours. Yeah, you got one of them. All right, I want the hell.
What was that?
Okay, this is the sickest place I've ever seen.
That was the most disgusting thing ever. What are you guys doing tomorrow?
I have the family coming to our house.
You're hosting?
I'm hosting.
What time?
They're coming at 12:30.
Who? Whole day or who we got?
Yeah, they'll bring it all day.
Is this the Bond Villains? Or is this the...
It's Kimmy's side.
Kimmy's side?
Actually, Dick and Janice are coming too. This is the first time they've came. So that's perfect.
What NFL games are tomorrow?
Well, Detroit and Chicago's right. first.
Yeah.
Well, Cowboys and Indians always play on
Cowboys and the Redskins.
Cowboys
always
and Redskins
play on Thanksgiving.
Atlanta and Philadelphia, maybe?
You are on your game. No, New Orleans.
Is it New Orleans?
New Orleans plays Thursday night. Because it's unbelievable. They're on every...
They are on every week.
Yeah. Who do they play?
Maybe they play...
Atlanta.
Oh, they play Atlanta.
Atlanta and New Orleans.
That might be right.
Yeah. I will eat like a hog tomorrow.
Oh, that's good food.
I will eat like a hog. I will put on an exhibition.
Mm-hmm. Sleep.
Huge day. We're working tomorrow night.
You are?
Yeah. Hog guys are.
Bears and Lions, Cowboys, Redskins, Falcons, Saints. Yep.
Neil, you doubt me?
No.
I would.
Nope.
Saints are so good.
Just confirming.
They are pretty good.
Yeah, they're...
Saints are good.
They're pretty good.
Is LeBron making his comeback tonight?
Yeah. Let's check that out. How's LeBron doing?
See how he's doing. How about Dayton? How are they doing?
If you was there, would you cheer for LeBron or would you boo him?
I don't know.
I don't
Cavs
think
are up. I'd probably cheer.
Cavs up 9.
Really? Cavs are up 9. I'd love to see them beat them.
Second quarter. LeBron gets a standing ovation in Cleveland return.
I figured they would. First time they didn't. They booed him first time, right?
Yeah, but he brought him a championship, and that was a big deal.
Cleveland!
I mean, how can you want to say when they've done nothing to that team?
Yeah, but he went to the Lakers. They're terrible, too.
They got more terrible.
If you're going to go, you might as well go to some teams and lock. Put me on a Warriors too. That's just
weird. Yeah, but within a year, the Lakers probably will spend a whole bunch of money and get people. So, and he'll get a lot of
he's a lot of
press out there.
He's will still get him to the finals.
Oh yeah,
he probably get the Lakers.
He
the finals.
Could. Crazy,
it's pretty good.
So, do we cover everything with Reese?
I think we did.
How'd your school stuff go, Reese?
Flunked out.
Well, pretty good. So we'll pick him up at Edison State.
We're getting
him. Yeah, it's been going pretty good.
Is it?
Forgot to do your Thanksgiving thing with Nick and Reese. What are you thankful for?
What are you thankful for, Reese Bob?
Oh, yeah. Good, but
I mean, I did it's almost been almost everything, but
it's a lot.
Friends and family. I mean, I can't think enough. I come from a really blessed family, and I mean, my friends have, I mean, all been supportive, and just, I mean, there's not a whole lot more you can be thankful for.
Life's pretty good, ain't it, brother?
Life's good.
Yeah. Life is pretty good.
Life is good.
Spencey, what about you? What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed I didn't win that $1.5 billion, but other than that, I've been pretty good. But
not too bad.
I'm driving down to Lexington, Kentucky tomorrow.
You always go to Kentucky, don't you?
You do, don't you?
Yep. Well, it used to be another hour and a half south of there, but that aunt passed away, and her grandson is doing stuff in Lexington this year. So,
Saved you an hour. You're happy.
Well, not happy she passed away, but it's a lot easier to drive. But drive down there in the morning and come back in the evening. Three and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
So, no big deal.
It's not terrible.
And there's not much traffic on Thanksgiving Day. So, So if I had to drive down today, if I left at four, I'd still be on the road.
Yep.
Probably it wouldn't be that good a drive, but yeah, it's
tomorrow will be fine.
Yep. Tomorrow always is.
Yep. So what time you head out?
I'll leave at 8, get there about 11:30. And
that's not bad.
I'll eat at 1. And
yep.
You'll be home by, you stay overnight or you come home?
Nah, I usually come home.
Yeah.
Who you got tomorrow, Bobby?
We are going to Jody's mom's and
yep.
And then we're having to go to Bill's at 4 o'clock.
Billy?
Yep. That'd be good. Watch some football and hang out with fam. You can't beat Thanksgiving.
Nope.
You got a bone eye night, Spencer, when you get out of here?
I might for a little bit. I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning so I can get out of here. But
we're taking a show to the bowl now?
Yeah, we could.
We might have one.
We better have one. Could just record the, just take your phone and record a couple of chit-chats with some people out there. And then we'll put her in the archives whenever we get our archives going.
Well,
want me to explain that again?
Yeah, if you would, please.
So, folks, on this Thanksgiving, Wednesday night, we had Greek college kids up here.
We did have some good
kids. We can't thank Reese Bob enough for coming up.
Nope.
Kyle Wendell, Wes Winning, Nick Twaits. I know there's a lot of them here that said they'll stop up during Christmas break, which is great.
Yes.
Marty says he's coming in tomorrow, but he'd love to stop up during break.
Absolutely.
Kendra Seifring said, come up and stop. And this is an open invitation on them college kids to stop up anytime. I love talking to them kids.
We will always work in.
Absolutely.
Yep. Because it is sports talk, but even if it's just some band kid or somebody that's going to
shoot the
chemistry major and want to come in and talk, we want to give
the biggest shout out to our Scholastic Bowl team.
How about that?
That's awesome.
First of all, the picture that they took is the greatest picture.
Awesome picture.
I've never been so proud of a group of kids in my life.
I thought it was classic.
Yeah, and they're just, I just think that's neater than heck, them guys winning the first
match. I agree 100%.
It's amazing, you know, back when, you know, 20 years ago when I just got, you know, and you know, Scholastic Bowl. Now I think it's the greatest thing.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Ferksy tweeted that out, and I was like, damn right, that's freaking awesome.
I like
awesome.
That. That's good stuff.
Well, and some of it is because you guys got in the community Scholastic Bowl last year.
We didn't dominate a little bit.
Saw that it wasn't as easy as it could have been.
They learned a little from us.
You guys did great, and
Rocker sucked.
Rocker killed it.
Rocker was pretty good.
Rocker was awesome.
Rocker had every question. He was about half a second slower than Joe Fowler, but he was awesome.
Well, our buzzers were locked.
Rocker's coming down for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, it is. He's going to be at Bill's. And I love it.
Perfect.
So, Big Feet, anything else, buddy?
No, thank
you. Happy Thanksgiving to the Feelies.
You too, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Star Wars. Love it.
Yep. You guys,
Great show tonight.
Have a good one.
Reese, Neil,
great show. Yep. It's basketball season, folks.
Next week. We're about to tune in. We're going to toss it up here next week.
We're going to have... I'm sure we'll talk to Patchy next week.
Yeah, we need to get back. Make sure we haven't talked to him. We'll talk to him about his the horse thing coming up.
That'll be fun Saturday night.
Make sure you come up to that. It'll be a blast. That's going to be a blast. We're going to meet the team a little bit too.
That's this Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, this Saturday's going to be fun. And go Buckeyes, huh?
Yep. Go Bucks.
Why not?
That's right.
See you next Wednesday.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort
Recovery. It's 9 o'clock.
It's 33 degrees.
If you're looking for great music 24 hours a day, you've found it here on Fort Recovery Radio. Mayor Dave Kalp wants to let you know that he will again be continuing the Christmas decorating contest that was started by Mayor Berman. Prizes will be awarded to the top three homes in the village, and the judging will be done on Friday evening, December 21st. No entry is required, and all residents of the village are eligible to win. Get your Christmas decorations up and listen to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW on Friday evening, December 21st, for the winners of Mayor Dave Kalp's Christmas decorating contest. This fine local business sponsors the Fort Recovery Radio bulletin board, heard three times each hour throughout the day.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Farm.